how do you like it?
Huh? Oh, the dog bar? Hey, it's super, Mag. It's really... I swallowed the first bite. Out of this world. That pleased her.
I'm so glad you like it. I would have been crushed if you hadn't.
Right. No, it's a little different, Mag, but you know me. I'm always anxious to try something different.
How sweet. Well, take another bite and go on with your story.
I bit off another hunk. Well, there you were in the sewer up to your brisket, and I could hardly believe my eyes. A big bubble came out of my mouth. It grew and grew, and then it popped. Mag was staring at me.
Is anything wrong?
Did you see that?
See what?
That great big bubble that came out of my mouth.
Oh, Henry, you're such a tease. Just for a moment, I thought you were serious.
Did you really? Just for a moment, I'd thought I was serious, too. Matter of fact, I could have sworn I saw a big bubble.
How is the ivory dog bar?
Oh, sis, this stuff is just... I swallowed the bite that I had in my mouth. This stuff's really... I burped. I mean, it just snuck out. I couldn't help it.
Henry!
Excuse me, Maggie. That's terrible manners.
It really is. Oh, well, I suppose that's just your way of showing how much you enjoy the meal.
It is. It sure is. And thanks for being so... There was another bubble coming out of my mouth. It popped. Did you see that? She leaned over and patted me on the cheek.
You big old teaser, you can't fool me with that again. Now go on and eat and finish your story.
To be truthful about it, I didn't want to go on and eat. I mean, I could have quit right there and been satisfied. But she was sitting in front of me and I sure as heck didn't want her to think. I took another bite. Anyway, there you were out in the water and we got to laughing.
Yes, I remember, but you know, it's odd that I don't remember it the same way you do. I have a very clear recollection of you laughing while I stood in the water and cried. Now, isn't that... Henry, what is that on your mouth?
Huh? I wiped the paw across my mouth and looked at it. Looks kind of like foam, don't it? By George...